This call is being recorded.
And so, beloved family, we are welcomed into this perfect moment. I ask you to take one deep cleansing breath as we begin, for this is the breath of life, the breath of love, the first and eternal gift from Source. Here now we focus our attention on the threefold flame within our heart. The golden flame in the center is our eternal connection to Source, activated with every heartbeat, and the golden thread that rises from it connects us to the central sun. See this golden flame grow and expand to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. The pink flame, which represents the feminine aspect, and the blue flame, which represents the masculine aspect, come together in perfect harmony and balance to create the violet flame. Picture the violet flame growing and expanding to encompass the entire physical form and all your higher mental bodies. As you picture this for yourself, know that you activate these energies within every human heart, rising up, raising up into perfect unity. Now visualize yourself holding your arms out to your sides. This is the diameter of your tube of light. A beautiful, seamless pillar of white light, which keeps you protected and insulated from this moment on. Visualize beloved Saint Germain and his violet flame inside your tube of light. Feel the love, the power, the purity all around you. Breathe it in. Visualize the violet flame outside your tube of light for added protection. We now call upon beloved Archangel Michael and his sword of blue flame, this brilliant, blue, and powerful sword of truth. Feel how it fits your hand perfectly. Bring it to your heart chakra. Set your intention. Raise it up, swing it around your head and down around your entire body and two times under your feet. Feel how the violet flame consumes and transmutes all these energies you have released. Feel the freedom you have achieved. We also ask the beloved Goddess of Purity to hold space in all these areas until our ascension process is complete. Now take a moment. Look down your tube of light. It is bottomless. It continues down into Gaia, inner Earth, and connects you to the crystalline energetic structure of Mother Earth. Now look above you. See your tube of light. It is never ending, reaching high into the heavens, and connects you to the galactic central sun. And now we say, thank you, beloved mighty I Am Presence, for this tube of light, which keeps me invisible, invincible, and invulnerable to all negative creation, and keeps me free now and forevermore until I am sealed in the eternal freedom of my ascension. And we thank thee, it is done. For the light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. The light of God never fails. And the mighty I Am Presence is that light.
All right, now remaining in your tube of protective white light, focus a moment on your breathing, letting yourself become more and more centered within yourself, letting the outside extremities, the external things that may be concerning you, just let them drift away as you focus on your breathing now, taking a deep breath, breathing in through your nose, breathe in the light, and exhale out any tension, stress, negativity of any kind. Just let that go out gently with the exhalation of your breath. Take another deep breath, breathing in the light. And exhale out any darkness. And breathe in the light. And exhale out the darkness. Now continuing to breathe evenly and deeply, I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. And with each descending number, just let yourself go a little bit deeper into full relaxation. This is not hypnosis or anything like that. You are in complete control. Just let yourself relax with each descending number. 5. 4. Just let go, relax. 3. Feeling yourself going deeper and deeper into relaxation, into centering yourself. 2. And 1. Finding yourself completely relaxed, deep relaxed state. Now put your attention in your etheric body and become aware of all of your chakra centers in perfect alignment along your spinal cord. If they are somewhat out of alignment, just simply push them back into alignment with your intention, with your thought, with your visualization. And as they become more aligned, also focus on the colors of each of the chakras and see them as brilliant colors. Visualize them as brilliant, intense colors. And the higher intensity of those colors, the higher the vibration within those chakras raises. And as you raise the vibration within each chakra center, you're raising the vibration within your entire etheric body, astral body, and since you're still in your physical body now, also your physical body is raising in vibrational frequency as well. So now, as you focus on each of the chakra centers in turn, starting from the Earth Star Chakra just below your feet, see that as a deep earth brown color, connecting with the earth in this earth chakra. Then moving up to the root chakra at the base of the spine, red, ruby, bright ruby red. The sacral area, orange, brilliant orange color. Moving to your solar plexus, bright, bright yellow. Picture the sun as that chakra. Moving up to your heart center, deep blue green. Think of the forest, visualize the forest, the blue green beauty of the forest. Just above your heart center, your high heart center, magenta. Beautiful, beautiful magenta color. To your throat area, in that throat chakra, sky blue. Picture a beautiful blue sky on a sunlit day. Moving up to your third eye in the middle of your forehead, purple or indigo. Now picture, visualize a night sky, beautiful night sky. Moving up to your crown chakra, gold or violet or silver. And finally, your soul star chakra, just above your head, pure brilliant white. Now, you take all of your colors of all of the chakras and raise them to the highest intensity each of them have, and then merge them all together, becomes a brilliant white light. And that white light now in your soul star chakra, as you merge everything together and you, your conscious knowing self, moving into that soul star chakra, that merging of all of the chakra centers into your soul star chakra, and that now becomes your light body or your Merkaba light vehicle. And as a vehicle, you can travel in that vehicle. You have no limitation to where or how far you can travel just by the speed of thought. Imagine being able to fly across the entire universe just with a thought. And then think about the higher level beings, the higher level light beings that are able to do exactly that with their conscious purpose. Now, as you focus on being in your light body, feel yourself moving away from your physical form, right out through the top, and floating away, leaving your physical body, falling behind, falling down below you, as you rise up into the sky, through the clouds, all the way up until you pass the Earth's atmosphere. You become aware of all of our millions of ships all around the planet in various stages. Some are docked, some are moving. Many of them are cloaked, so no one can be aware of them, for they are in a higher vibrational frequency, a higher dimension, unseen to the untrained physical eyes of third dimensional people. But to you now that have the eyes to see, because your third eye is now wide open, feel it being wide open, visualize it being wide open within your light body, and now you can see beyond the beyond. You can see everything that goes in every direction. No limitation. Remember that. Know that. There are no limitations with your astral and etheric body within your light body. No limitations. So you can see out through all of the planets of the solar system, out into the galaxy beyond, and the galaxies beyond that galaxy, and on, all the way to the central sun of the universe. and connect now to the central sun of the universe, to the cosmic source of all of this universe and your very being. And connect now, feel the vibration. The vibration here is so high that it is beyond imagining, beyond words. Your third dimensional understanding cannot grasp this. But just let it be and connect to that vibration as best as you can. And feel it now coming all the way down through all of the central suns of all of the galaxies, wave after wave of energy coming into this solar system through all of our ships that are out here, and focusing down to the Earth as if the sun of this solar system and all of the ships are magnifying glass, focusing the energy, focusing the light into a beam of light, into many beams of light. See them striking the Earth now, sending light everywhere. Become aware of light exploding on the planet. Just to visualize it exploding on the planet and shooting in all directions. And wherever there is any pockets of darkness, see those pockets of darkness becoming illuminated by the light and disintegrating, the darkness itself disintegrating into the light, merging into the light. And you know that you doing this at this moment are the catalyst for all of this. And what you are doing right now at this moment is more than you can possibly imagine. Sending the light, spreading the light, focusing the light everywhere throughout the planet. And the planet becoming a planet of light. See that light and truth coming forward from every direction, from every source, through every source. Light flooding in, truth coming out. Now visualize, see those very truths, whatever they might be, see them being revealed in many different ways, and again through many different sources, truth coming forward, people being shocked by the truth as it comes forward, whatever it might be. Could be the truth of our existence beyond this planet, the existence of life beyond this planet, which you are already fully aware of, but where many do not yet understand or are not quite able to grasp the truth yet. They have an inkling, they have a knowing deep within them, but their third dimensional expression within them does not allow them to open up as you have opened up. As you have opened up like a flower opening up to the beautiful sun's rays. They do not yet have that, but see them now receiving the light, receiving the truth within them. Again, no matter how it comes to them, and that light, that truth spreading across the entire planet, the entire world, across the oceans, continents, all of the countries, the cities, the states, the towns, the villages. No place on Earth can hold itself back within the shadows as the light comes forward. Light always illuminates the shadows. Know, each and every one of you, that you are the catalyst for that light coming forward, for the truth being revealed. Now let yourselves begin to find your way back to your physical forms, bringing your light body, your Merkaba light vehicle back, merge it back with your physical body. Feel the merging of the light, the energy, the higher vibrational frequency coming into your body now. Feel your body alive with that light, your physical form now. Energy flowing in every direction within your physical body. Your physical body becoming enlivened by the light. Again, shooting in all directions in your physical form, and energy flowing freely, breaking up any blockages there might be where energy has not been able to flow. Where energy does not flow, pain can take its place. Pain can move in. Nerve endings become alive. Feel that now as the energy freely flows through your body. And come back now into a complete state of consciousness and circulation, fully revitalized and refreshed. I am Ashtar. I come to be with you at this time, in these great momentous times of change, as indeed truth is coming forward in so many different ways and through so many different sources. Truth, light, light overtaking darkness, light bringing the truth out of the shadows where they have been held, where that truth has been held deeply within those shadows for thousands of years. And so many have been lied to and misinformed as to what life is really all about, what you are really here for. That you are the light expressing within each and every one of you. You are the God source expressing outward. But that has been held back from you, as well as the many, many inventions, those things which would propel your third dimensional expression out and beyond into the fourth and fifth dimensional expression. But this indeed has been held back from you for so long. The many thousands of patents that have been held back, but are now, even now in this moment, beginning to be released very slowly at first, but will gain momentum more and more. And it is beginning to happen. You're beginning to see the precursors to those things called the medbeds or the celestial crystal chambers. The precursors of that is beginning to come forward. Not the full medbed experience yet, but again, the beginnings of it. Beginnings of working with frequency and higher frequency energies to heal the body. Not to simply sustain the body, not to take care of symptoms, but to fully heal the body. Because with frequency working within the body and working with consciousness itself, there is no limit to what can happen with the physical form. The physical form is meant to exist forever if the right frequency is reached within the body. And so many have worked for so long a period of time, for thousands of years, to hold that frequency down within the body, to keep it lower, so that you would have a finite life. And you would succumb to injuries and accidents and pain and suffering. All of that was meant to be by those of the forces of darkness to hold you back from knowing that you are the God source within you, and there are indeed no limitations to what you can do, what you can accomplish within your own lives and within the collective lives of man. It is time, my brothers and sisters, it is time to reach out to your fellow brothers and sisters. Reach out and share the truth wherever you are able to do so. Beginning with this grand movie that has been released now, that is a catalyst for bringing forward the truth. That movie you know is The Sound of Freedom. For it is a call out to all of those that have been held back, a call for freedom. And that is what you are all about at this time now, is reaching out for freedom, finding the freedom within your lives and with the collective lives of man. It is time now to share, to spread as much as you possibly can, wherever you have the opportunity. And your higher God self will direct this if you but ask, if you but open yourselves up to what is possible. You will receive the answers. It may not come as direct wording within you as far as your thoughts come, but it will come in some way that will direct you, and you will know the answer. You will feel it within you. Just trust. Trust in the process as you continue to trust in the plan that is fast now moving forward. I am Ashtar. And I leave you now at this time temporarily. I will be back again shortly. For indeed, many things are speeding up. The truth is coming forward in so many different directions. And we, those of us in our ships, are coming closer and closer to beginning to make contact with various ones of you that are ready for this. Ask, and we shall appear to you when the time, when the frequency is right. Peace and love be with all of you. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om Mani Padme Hum. Om. Om. Greetings to one who serves here. Shoshana is here to come. And we are ready to assist you and be of service to you in whatever way that we can. Just as we have been doing for some time now. For many of you, it is simply years, but for some of you, it has been for lifetimes that we have been working with you. We, the Brotherhood, the Great White Brotherhood of Light and Sisterhood of Light, and all of the other councils that have been working with various ones of you to bring this entire process forward. Some, again, for lifetimes, some for thousands of years and thousands of lifetimes. But here you are now in this one linchpin lifetime, this one that is the one that is telling it all, bringing you all forward. Those of you, the light workers and light warriors first, but then the ones that are ready to awaken. And there are many thousands, even millions, that are ready now to awaken. Because the time has come, the frequency has been nearly reached to begin to move this process forward, a giant leap ahead for mankind. We are ready for your questions now, if you have them.
Yes, I have a question.
Yes.
Would you please recommend to us how many weeks or months should we store food for the upcoming changes ahead?
We would say for you, each one of you, to ask within yourself this question, and you will receive the answer in whatever way that it comes to you. It is not for us to say a week, 2 weeks, 3 weeks, a month, 2 months. It is not for us to say because we do not yet know exactly how this is going to go. It may only be a few days. It may not even be that. You see, this cannot be given at this point, but just trust. Trust within yourself. Can it hurt to put away some food, to have food ready for you and your families or friends and acquaintances and those that are needy at the time? Would it hurt to have extra water available? Would it hurt to have gasoline for your cars in case that is needed? Would it hurt for you to have various devices that can add to your electrical if the electrical system goes down? You see, bring power where it is needed. Would it hurt? No, certainly not. So trust in that process. And if you do not do anything, that may be all right as well. You see, you are all protected in whatever way that you need that protection. Just know that and allow for the process to continue to move forward. Shoshana, do you have anything that you would add here?
We agree, and we would ask this one a question. May we ask, dear brother?
Oh, for sure, yes.
Dear brother, what do you think?
I'm feeling, well, like one who sort of said, it could be a couple of days. I'm gonna stock up for about a month, I guess, a month or so, something like that. I guess I had an issue, you know, starving in the past lives or something, and it seems to be an issue, or has been an issue, you know, a worry issue. But I feel I've owned it, and I'm just, you know, as we all are, we're just anxious for all this madness to be over, to tell you the truth. Thank you.
Yes. Thank you, dear brother. Namaste.
Very good. Would there be any other questions here?
I have a question.
Yes.
Everything has consciousness, and therefore I think are made of love and life. Can, for example, a rock feel love? Or an insect even?
We will tell you that everything has consciousness. Everything is frequency and consciousness. So those things which you call rocks are part of the consciousness of the planet, of this planet, of Earth. And they do not have feelings as you think of feelings, but they do have a conscious awareness. Especially your crystalline structures have a great consciousness awareness, and they can be very helpful to you, as many in the Atlantean times found that crystalline structures could do much to assist their civilization at that time, and they learned how to work with those crystals and to store energy within them and to be able to utilize energy through them in terms of powering their craft and things of this nature. So directly, no. Rocks and things of this nature do not have direct feelings, but they do have a conscious awareness. And of course, plants have a conscious awareness and also do have a sense of feelings as well. And you know, certainly animals have very strong feelings. So did this answer your question? And Shoshana, maybe
we will
you
share
have more perspective.
We will share here. May we share, dear sister?
Please, yes, thank you.
Dear sister, you may already be completely aware of what we are about to share here. When you ask, does a rock feel? What occurs in your environment is your environment absorbs your vibration. It magnifies your feelings. So if you are feeling calm, the rocks will be calm. If you are feeling tumultuous, rocky, you will lend that to your environment, you see. There are many that experience terrifying things, trees falling on them, rocks hitting their heads, all kinds of things. And that is not because the tree intended to harm the human. The human vibrated at a level of fear or concern that created that vibration for the tree, you see. So all is up to you. You are the higher. We do not wish to say this in a way that makes you egotistical in any way, but you are the more conscious life form on this planet that lends your vibration to that which is around you, including the animals, including the inanimates that you call inanimate, etc. So you must be aware that what you intend for your environment, what you feel in your environment will absorb and mirror back to you. Namaste.
Very
good. Namaste. Thank you. That makes sense. Thank you.
Very good. Now, will there be any further questions here?
I have one. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Good. I know that nature is all sort of pre-programmed and something that we can't change. However, I'm just wondering if there's a reason for the use of hail. I know rain is good, that we need water. I know snow is good. We need to have that also for water for beauty and wind, but what use is hail besides destruction?
We would say that Shoshana has already actually answered this question in terms of mirroring the
sentiments of the human.
Yes, what the human beings are feeling, collective humanity is feeling at that time. See? And the nature responds to those feelings, whether negative or positive. That is why when you walk through a forest and along a stream or something of this nature, you feel the connection to the earth, you feel the beauty all around you. And that is connecting to nature. But if you, as Shoshana said earlier, if you walk through a forest and you are afraid and fearful, then you can draw something to you, such as a rock falling on you or a tree or someone appearing there that can do harm to you, you see. So it is all about intention, but it is even more about frequency and vibration and consciousness in the moment. Shoshana, do you have anything?
We do not.
Very good. Are there any further questions here?
I do. I have a question.
Yes.
Listening to Astor Sharon talk about what's going on in the heavenlies as far as spacecraft and our brothers in the galaxy that's there. I've seen things behind cloud cover. like flashing things and things. And Ursa, is there a battle going on for right now or a little earlier?
There are many things that are happening beyond the scenes and beyond those of physical eyes to be able to become aware. But for those that have the eyes to see and the ears to hear, as we have been saying for some time now, you can glimpse what is beyond the more what would be considered more physical expression. And you can see within the cloud structures those ships that are cloaked within the clouds. Now, whether there is battles going on, there have been occasionally this, but not so much for you yourself to be able to witness here at this point. There have certainly been those times, though, where this has occurred in various parts of the world, where those of the forces of light are battling those of the forces of darkness above the earth, beyond the earth's surface here, and even sometimes below the earth's surface as well. Shoshana, do you have anything to add here?
We do not.
Very good.
Could I ask something else then? Is there going to be an opportunity for all of us to thank our brothers and sisters in the galactic and the angelic and all this? I mean, I am very humble about their love. Will we have opportunities to do that?
We have spoken of this before in terms of celebrations that are being planned even at this time now for those times when the frequency vibration becomes high enough to be able to introduce those from the skies, those of your brothers and sisters from beyond the earth here. And this is very much going to be celebrations that are, again, being planned here. So, yes, in directly answering your question in the affirmative, yes.
We will share.
Yes.
May we share, dear sister?
Yes, please.
There is an idea in this realm that to express one's gratefulness, to express one's gratitude, we must be face to face with that which we appreciate, and that is not true. We can vibrate at a great level. Gratitude is a very high vibration. Thanking the universe, which you cannot see, which does not appear before you, will still vibrate a very high energy frequency into the ethers to rain down upon all men. So we will tell you that to express being grateful, to express being thankful, do not wait for a face-to-face encounter. Just do it now. Namaste.
Very good.
Thank you.
We are needing to release channel at this point. Shoshana, do you have anything to impart here?
I do not.
Very good. Then we just simply again say, as we have said many, many, many times, continue to move through your life. Enjoy, and enjoy within the moment. Every moment that you can, feel the joy around you. Feel the beauty all around you. Feel the higher vibrational frequency all around you and within you. And if you continue to do that, you will find that your vibrational frequency continues to rise and to continue to stay higher. And that will limit the various types of suffering and sadness and pain and all of these things that can tend to cripple the third dimensional expression within one. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one. Cheers.